a long time, but they're all at different stages of life. You're dressing them. Just to start, I wanted to share with you a Hafledik of what I saw over Shabbos. Hafledik, I was mamish the spoil from it. Yitzhak Blaser describes, he's trying to mamchish what does it mean to live in Yom Kippurim? How are you person meant to visualize for himself? So Yitzhak Blaser says, it's very simple, he said. Think of a person who's going to be hung. He's standing on the chair, the noose is around his neck, and all he needs is a kick, and he's gone. Das heißt Tolu V'Yomid. He said, if you think of that, that's where we're holding. If you're zoicha to be Tolu V'Yomid, your mama's standing there with a noose around your neck. That's a scary thing. His Einikel, who was the receiving Fachasid in Relia Mishkovsky's Atzal, he had an incredible Hesafa. Beautiful. Mamash, I went crazy from it. He said, okay, let's say a person, Taka, realizes the Chomer Inyan, and it does tshuva. What happens to him now? He says, the noose is removed. There's no noose around the neck. Where is he now? He's on the chair. Egestigen. He's a Ben Aliyah. By the mere fact that he did tshuva, he's not where he was anymore. He's under mensch, he's a hecher mensch. He's half a dick. It's a half a dikah chizuk. I went crazy. I'll tell you, I said over how many times since I saw on Shabbos. It's a half a dikah chizuk. It's a posher machshava. That's incredible. It's an incredible chizuk. We do the tshuva. If we realize what it means to have the noose around our neck, and then we do tshuva, then we're lamala. Doesn't say anybody, don't get off the chair anymore. You're still there, which is an incredible zach. As we are heading towards the Yom HaKadosh. So we have to a little bit think about what it is and what we, in the remaining couple of hours that we have, Vosme Kenton, to make sure we're on the right side of the scale for these important days. So first of all, we know that Chazal have told us, and it's clear, that the fact that there exists such a thing as Yom Kippur is from the Gresta Chassadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's very little more of the Chazdei Hashem that we have an opportunity once a year to clean out. And it's something which is unbelievable. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara Yuma says that the Satan has no reshus to mekatrig in Yom HaKippur, Gemara Yuma Dav Chof. Even the Satan reshus to mekatrig in Yom HaKippur. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch takes away his power. It's gone. There's no Satan. That doesn't mean with that we lose anything we did wrong because of the Sultan. But the Sultan himself has no power to Makatrik. He can't come and say, I made this guy do this. He's not got a power of Kitruk. It's a day of Mechira and Slicha. The question is, though, how is it? How do we become Muslachim? And how are we going to be Zeuche that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Soleach and Moichel? We know he's a manach moichel v'selech l'chav v'nasein, but how? Is it just a wudu? Comes kol nidre, we get in, put on a kitla talas, we walk in, we sing kol nidre, and we clap our plates and have a good day. Is that what happens or not? Just posher than that. A person, in order to be zoiche to kapora, has to be ro'i for kapora. So how do we make ourselves to be ro'i for kapora? The big question, a $6 million question. Vos tutman amaisa. Says one simple answer. The Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi in Makkah says, Shalu l'chochma, they asked, Chayte mata he'olov, what does a chayte do? The Gemara goes to the Yerushalmi, goes to all the different questions, they ask chochma this, till they came to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what Kodesh Baruch Hu, they ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what do we do? Right. Dr. Beinshem, Oma yase tshuva yischapeloi. Seems quite simple. Do tshuva, you get kapara. What's called tshuva, though? What is emes tikka tshuva? So there are many different dargas in tshuva, and a person doesn't have to get necessarily the highest darga. But the yisoid, which we'll discuss tonight, is one of the yisoidas is, if there's no hergish pnimi for the need to do tshuva, then you haven't done tshuva. Knowing me'asof of achutz to do tshuva, segonisht. If one doesn't have something inside, stooping us, pushing us, that there's a need here. It's not a joke. We have to do tshuva. Type of tshuva is, we call a person a chozer b'tshuva, right? What's a chozer b'tshuva mean? A chozer b'tshuva means he goes back. Back to where he came from, see where my mistake is, start a new path. If I haven't taken the steps back to see what made me err, what made me make a mistake, then I haven't been chozer b'tshuva. Just by saying what I did, just by saying that I made a mistake, that's not called tshuva. That's not part of the tshuva process. Of course, the first and foremost is the ability to recognize that we have done something wrong. A person has to recognize he's a chayta. If you don't know that you made a mistake, if you're not prepared to be moed ala emes, then we're not even starting anymore. We're not starting. So the first nekuda is a person has to be moida that there is such a thing that he did something wrong. And for many people it's difficult because we look at our lives, you know, we daven, we learn, we acquiesce him, we pay our school tuitions, we give some stock, and say, that's fine. What's this? What more can the Rosh Hashanah want? There's a lot more. So what is it that we're looking for? So the emes is, aleph is, as I just said, we have to be makir, that there are chatoim in our lives. We have to make it, we make mistakes, and we do follow certain paths which are not the correct paths to go with. The next thing is, we have to realize that in order to correct them, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that drove us to do this, that, or the other? What is it that allows us to be chayta and chayza for chayta? Right, we know the Gemara tells us that a person does an avir once for shana b'nasa l'keheta. So what's about nasa l'keheta? We don't think of it as us anymore. Why? Because hergel, nasa's teva, and we don't even realize anymore. How many people walk into a shop, right, and check out at the checkout counter and see magazines which they shouldn't be seeing, and they don't even think there's something wrong with it. They know it's wrong, but it doesn't bother them. There's a group of Yidden I know of, we had a chabura together, of Shmir Zeinayim chabura. And they don't, some of those guys have never stepped foot into a shop, right, because of that reason alone. They'll send their wife, or they'll buy someone more expensive store. And those of us who have been and do go, there's something wrong with us. Because who are we fooling? We're malachim? There's a famous maaser with the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim was in his 90s already. His vision wasn't perfect. And someone came with a daughter who was above the age of 3. He held the Chofetz Chaim, the famous machlokes Chofetz Chaim, the Chazanish. When does Hilchot Snias by a girl start? So in this case, the Chofetz Chaim was Mekel, the Chazanish was more Mekel. The Chofetz Chaim held from 3 and above, she should be covered. Kederach Hatznum, and the Chazanish held it from 6 years old above. So this girl came in, she was 3 years old, and she wasn't dressed the way the Chofetz Chaim would have liked her to dress. And he said to the person, he screamed, "What's going to happen to sign in Stroop?" Hello? By us, you see a 3-year-old walking to shul with a season, we don't think about it. Well, the Chaim had a problem, Chofetz Chaim had a problem. He had no problem. He was a Kaddish Elyon. El Mayed a Hergish. He felt. We don't feel. Because we become used to it. And being used to that is not a healthy thing. It's not a simon that we have been misgaber. It's not bechlalt. It's not emes. And that's what the Torah tells you. Well, yeah, what big deal? You stand there every day, you're 15 minutes online and in a shop, right? You're mekukta. What's to? It's a shayla halachim if you're allowed to walk in there. I've been thinking about it for the last few days a lot. Is it mutter to walk into there? I'm not passing the shaylas. I'm not passing the shul as a rock. You have to ask yourself a shayla. Is it mutter to walk into a Zahav Platz where you have no choice but to see Arayas? So that's another next question. So the shayla is there a choice? Because Gemara Mefereshet, you have a choice somewhere else. Right? There's two drachim. Even if he closes his eyes when he goes there, Gemara says, Nikra Rasha. Because he had a choice. But he doesn't have a choice necessarily to go do work. So what does he do? That's dog in a park, I put on telling him. And be careful when he walks in the streets. And make sure the place where he works, that there's, as much as possible in his power, that the people come to work there, don't come undressed. There are very few people who can. I know a Yid rather, who lives in Flatbush, who is an actuary, very bright man, who I think it must be 20 years ago already, he gave up a very lucrative position in a firm in Manhattan because he can't go. Okay, I'm putting myself down the sun every single day. There's a tiny office in his house, looks like a mess. I've been there. He has a few customers, he aches out here. Baruch Hashem has a living, but nothing, and he says, but nothing compared to what he was earning, what he could be earning today. 20 years down the line, he could have been being in a big firm in Manhattan. He said, what for? I'm going to be microphone and shaman for that? But not everybody can do that. Some people have to go to work, and they have to go to places where there are. So that was on our Paul Goodall capital to them. And wherever we can, be showing our name. Otherwise, we're not being makir. The fact that there's a nisoyan. There's a chance wherever we go. You walk in Wesley Kosher, you have to nisoyan sometimes if some people come there. You know, then unfortunately, it's a problem. So, botanist compares, you have to go in. Nothing wrong with walking with your eyes down. You have to bump into the next person, especially if it's a lady who's not dressed properly. It's not going to do much good. But the my cigarette, we ask us, if we're doing tshuva, if we're thinking serious tachlis, what's the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom Kondon? Up eat na bissel. Try. It's one of the hardest things to be careful about, but it's one of the biggest mikshon that exists. Because it taints our shama. Every time we see something, it taints our shama. No question. Zok Shari Tshuva in Gimel Hay. Choyvas kiyo mitzah hei drabonon shechavivin divrim soifrim yoyse miyena shol teir. Why? Shamezalzel bedine drabonon hareze chesor nir shemai. Many times you hear people, that's a drabonon. And then, therefore, zveniger. Zakter bin Yoina, that's if a person's mezal the rabbanon, as felt near Shemayim, because what's the difference? We don't make a difference. Like Abi Chasabas rabbanon said, "Ken deraisa, who are we to? Oh, it's only a rabbanon. Yes, we know the halacha. If it's a safet rabbanon, the kudas of deraisa the chumer. But if we mezal them with the rabbanon, as felt near Shemayim. The Ne'eman he says further in the same shar. By those people who don't set aside time on a regular basis to think about Yerushalayim, someone who doesn't make a regular cheshbon about what life's all about, he's missing the boat completely. He's not there. And Yerucham used to say, when he quoted this, he used to add, he said, that someone who's not Oirech Machshavas means, just like a person sits in yeshiva, Ata Mareches from Rukiv Eger, Eves, Efeshtet, the ganze Maroch, Medafam, the Zelba Maroch in Yerushalayim. I think I said you once before, and Rebbe Zichron used to always say that, you can ask any Bach, any younger man, Avu Halter and Lam, he'll tell you, he's a Psochem, he's a Daf Yomi, he's a Nidda, whatever he's learning. You ask someone, where Avu Halti in Yerushalayim? You look at you're out of your mind. Where am I holding Yerushalayim? That's not an answer. What are you working on? What's the Maisa? Are you a Jew or you're not a Jew? I always tell people when they make fun, so to speak, of Nimut HaMusa, I ask them if they pass like the Mishnah Berurah. They see the Poskim? Yeah. Well, I don't know. In my Mishnah Berurah says the person has a chiyuv to be kaveh kol yoy b'sifrei yira. It says the Mishnah Berurah. You don't go very far, the first few pages already. Right, the first chedek, the first simon, it's right there. What's the main does? And that, it's like the people, pick and choose, When Rav Shach Zatzal was nifta, every Rosh Yeshiva wanted to be maspid him. They should have known that he was master of Rav Shach. So I asked a few of them, when they were master of Shach, if they taka held, he was a Rosh Yeshiva the whole door. I said, in your yeshiva, do you learn like Rav Shach wanted you to learn? Rav Shach was maspid gomer, 20, 30 grand a month, minimum, for an average bacha, nothing less. No, I said, 1 second, is he the Rosh Yeshiva Nisht? Okay, thank you. I rest my case. We should pick and choose. That's all of us. I'm a chasam, I don't want to cast aspersion on Tamil Hacham. But that's the tev of a person. Mm-hmm. When it's convenient, when it's not convenient, yeah, in the main to the back, it's Andres in the book and beats. I mean, different. We could tell what's from Heim is modern, Nagashkeit. The risk are off. Said that Reb Chaim held that a Bach has to know 40 blood a month. I said, and he said, you know what? If they do 20, I'm also happy. But waiting to be 20 blood a chodesh? Where ahead does Azach? Yeah, of course. In the yeshiva, you have all day. Only is 5 blood a week. It's nothing. Come on, Chayes Rosh Hashanah. What do you need more than that? Nazba, what do you need? Every Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon. When you know Shas, go to Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon. That's what he held. I have a Maaser Rav. One of the closest talmidim of the Brisker Rav was Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Right? Rosh Yiva Bayankov. I had this chus of learning by him. I was in Shir. I'll tell you what he did in Shir one day. We were learning Maseches Gittin in a winter's month. He was Machai of the whole yeshiva to learn Gantz Maseches Gittin that winter's month. Morning Seder was a regular Iyun Seder. Afternoon we had to do 5 blood a week. In his Shir, Gemara Rosh Tosfos Rosh and Ram. The rest of the Yeshiva Gemara Rosh Tosfos. Every Sunday morning we had a written Bechina. Even the Rosh Yiva Shir. He made the boys from the Rosh Yiva Shir. And we felt we were there. Rosh Yiva Shir. Written Bechina. 10 questions on the blood. And it was marked. And you got the mark back. But his Shir that week, when he started, he came to the Beis HaMedrash before Shir. He called the guy by the Oitzes for him. He took every Achron out of the Beis HaMedrash. Everyone. He left to play Yeshua, Navni Miluim, and Rikyu Eger. The rest was locked in the Oitzes for him. And the Oitzes was only allowed to be open 1 hour a day. Came to Shir Zatul, older Bach, Rebbe, under the Svarim. Listen to what he said. Learning Achrenim, and I'm telling you the lesson he said, I'll never forget it, and it's kind of horror, more than 5 years ago. Learning Achrenim, this is the lesson he used, is a derech hashikcha in Torah. And so Favos, he explained himself. He said, Lama zogim alem duch harashba, he said. And you don't understand the Rashba. So what do? You go to the shop, you take a 5 Achrenim. So now you see what 5 different Achrayim thought the Rashba said. So according to now, you're completely confused. Because 5 different ways of explaining the Rashba. Oh, but the Erickson Zachis, he said, you never thought yourself what the Rashba said. Pogov of a Rashba. What's wrong with you? He said, you sit down by a Gemara. In your Gemara, it's quite full, he said. You have Rashi and Tosfos. You have a Rosh, Rif, and a Ran. When a Muki Yosef, whatever it may be. You have a Marsha. Medafim Mevidim? Yeah, Medafim Rambam. There's a brisk at the end of the day in any case. Medafim Rambam. Mevidim Daf Mahabam? What's Daf Mahabam? He said, when he was in Branovich, he was in Mir, they sat down in their seats at 9 o'clock in the morning. No one got out of their chair for 4 hours. They didn't looking for Swarm, they didn't have Kovitz Mephogoshim. Magahorvet of Asukim. Ain't the Derech Hashikrin Ter. Kainavais Gornished. And the whole yeshiva that year finished Gans Maseches Gittin. With Bechinas every single Sunday. And the euphoria, it was a tumult all the time. Beyanka Gavon Abakias Yeshiva. And what happened to Moshe Shmuel? People didn't understand the London from the door, the Kuntz Abiyuri, the Kuntz Asweka. So what all this form? Why did he become a king? Because he knew Shas called. Not because he knew temple out here and temple out there. That was a derech that everyone used to learn. All the Gedoy Rashivas used to know Shas. Today, not every Rashiva knows Shas. Probably few and far between. But they knew Shas called with all the Rishayim. He knew Shulchan Aruch called as well. He knew everything. He knew Rambam. But as I say, we pick and choose. You have a godly follow. In these areas of tshuva, there is no pick and choose. Everyone has to know where their weaknesses are. And that's what he says, the Shari tshuva. You know, Rav Olbe once said that people, you know, Shari tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, it comes from Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas, you look in the back, ooh, they can be Medayik and every Rabbeinu Yoina. Hello, it's the same fellow. Medayik's on Yedavot was Azokt. The Zelba Rabbeinu Yoina, the Zelba Rishon. There were those of the Bani Musa who called the Shari Tshuva the Shulchan Aruch of Musa. Yeah, the Sif is a Sif caught in the Shulchan Aruch, what's that from Tom? So he says, that's what we have to do. Person has to stop and think what is meant to do. Reb Chatzin Levenstein, in one of his shmuzin for Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Yom Kippur, Bein Kesel Osa, said the Mekublani Mirabosai, that the most important thing to do is to actually stop and think, what one nekuda can I change as a permanence? What am I going to do better next year? But one thing, but I was on a grace of chap. Mechap began to vote, nothing going to happen. The guy said, I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again. How long did it take? 24 hours? 36 hours, then woo-hoo-hoo. Like Rav Olbe was always against Tanis Dibur for that reason. Because not Tanis Dibur, everything which you kept up there, you know, comes out in 10 minutes. He was dead against these type of things. Shelter of a mensch, work on yourself, do a half hour. You can't have it now become an hour without Lashon Hara during the daytime. Now, there are many people who make up lots of Lashon Hara between 2 and 4 a.m. It's a grace of kunst. But work on things which are natural, which you can do. The Gaon says this in Evan Shlemer. The person meant to take it step by step. You climb the ladder one by one. So the Reb Chatzkel said, Mekublani Mirabaisa, excuse me, that a person has to think before Yom Kippur as part of the Derech Tshuva. Let's take one Nekuda, be Mesakin one Nekuda. Whatever it is, Shmir Zanahim, Kavona Betura, Amir Shem Hashem with Kavona. I don't think any of us have a shortage of things that we need to be Mesakin. But be careful to take something which is realistic. Realistic not just for now, but lo'il me'olam. Something which you know. And once you've been kind of that, v'daf nishvatim, it's next Yom Kippur to do the next. But success breeds success. And that's what they were very smart in. So there really are just a few short gedorim. I wrote for myself 4 nekudas in order to start the proper tshuva process. The first, as we said before, lahakir shu chayta. Make sure you know that what the averus are. At least start to think. When we say oshamnu, mogadnu, gozalnu, by clapping, that's not called tshuva. It's not even close to tshuva. I shouldn't say it's a joke, Chas v'Shalom, but it's meaningless if first of all we don't think about what we're saying. We instituted in Yeshiva, which was Rav Moshe Shmuel, that during Slichas, Rav Moshe was not, we only said oshamnu once instead of 3 times. Why? He said, say it slowly once. Instead of blubber, you see more shuls, Toinu, yeah, we made a big mistake. Toinu with a test. Say it once, slowly. Think each word. Saying that the lashon which I saw a number from one of the Gedolei Musa is Amiris al Shamnu Ein Bo Klum, because it's not meant to be said. We have to feel what we're doing. The second thing is that one really has to be Shoyel Eitzah, Levakesh Eitzah, either from oneself or from others. How do we change our way? How? Talk it over with someone. If we're not sure, Hava Chava. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Ovis, that Kenei Lecha Chava, one of the reasons you have to have a Chava is for Techocha. Because a good friend will tell you when you're doing something wrong. He doesn't pat you on the back always and say, yeah, you're okay, Charlie. He says, hello, you made a big mistake. To be Shoyel Eitzah, talk it over with someone. And let someone know maybe what your Kabbalah is so they can keep you in check. You know, like the Web Chava. Well, you have someone who's going to watch you and see what you're doing. A guta chava, who you can do a chred and Indian. I want to work in this. Remind me. Let's see how we can do this together. Let's do with something shutfus. The third thing which everyone writes is, as what we saw here from Ben Yonah, is kvias belimut sifri hamusa vayira. On a daily basis, learn something, even if it's 5 minutes, to keep us grounded as to what the goal is. It doesn't have to be a half hour. Musa said to me, "His slave was halavai. We'd all be able to run half hour a day with his slave as Rabbi Yisrael." But this doesn't happen for most people. Oh, but 5 minutes a day, Nachum Davin, at some point to open any. Doesn't make a difference what the sefer is. Anything which talks to you, English, Hebrew, French, German, doesn't make a difference. If it's something which you see that when you read it, and you read it again, and you read it again, not just one time. It's not a armchair, you know, sitting that with your coffee in one hand, the popcorn over here, and Malentus. That's not what Sifri HaYira meant to be. And the fourth thing is that, and that maybe something which we have to think of as well, is besides being Nizhar Miho Averis, is how do we actually do mitzvahs? I saw a half a day commercial. I don't remember where I saw it. It could have been Shimshim Pinchas. I don't remember where it was. When we eat food, does it take wheat? If you eat the wheat itself, raw wheat, it's not going to be healthy for you. It's going to be bad for you. It'll hurt your insides. It requires a lot of preparation. Grind, boirer, you have to clean it, you have to whiten it, and bleach it, till it becomes raw. When a person's about to do a mitzvah, it has to be something which he can prepare himself for. If we jump right into a mitzvah without any preparation, like you see the chassidim, why? What was wrong with them? Didn't they know you walk in the last minute with a coffee in your hand? But I come into shuls, and I see people walking into shuls with coffees. Chaveh b'shigah from them. I'm a very tolerant person, but I just don't get it. guys walk in and Ashenasa Zechavina, like a swig, you know. Who, hello, you think you understand what you're doing over here? Basically, Kim Nahalik Barogesh, it says. What's it? If you can't, you need to get outside and drink your coffee, finish up, then come. But why Hasidim Shoyim Shoachas? Because the Hasidim of Tfilah, they realize they have to miss Dabi Babayram. When you're walking into Shul, you're coming to connect. You're connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why you meant to, at least a minute when you come into Shul, that's why you meant to come early, not run in the last minute and chaparayin and skip Pesukim Zimra. We all, unfortunately, it happens to us all, sometimes we get late. But the yesod has to be, get there at least a minute before Dabi. Sit down for a minute and ask me, what am I doing here? What am I about to do? And what I want to achieve? Kirvas Elokim. When we run into Shul in the last minute, blah, 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 so our davening doesn't mean anything anymore. And we say the words. Do we think what we're saying? Hachona. Every mitzvah requires hachona. And with that, requires just one last thing. I'll finish this. I know it's getting late. I don't want to hold the oilam. Gleich noch Sukkos. Gleich noch Yom Kippur kum Sukkos. The Yisoid in one word of Sukkos is very simple. Tzei midiras keva and go to Arai. What does that mean? The Olam is an Olam Arai. We're taught that straight away. Noch Yom Kippur, realize your first avodah is we're not permanent fixtures over here. Meget Arai from keva. The Daf San Arai, realize I'm here in a non-permanent basis. I saw, again, I don't, unfortunately, my mind isn't as good as it used to be. I remember things, but I don't necessarily remember who said them. I saw one of the mashpiyim in today's generation said that ha'olam hazeh doimah l'proizdar, the word proizdar, basically the same letters in Hebrew as frigidaire. It's very similar. He said this world became a cooling chamber. We're all cooled off from Yiddishkeit. Olam hazeh does that to a person. So you're in a fridge. You're cooled off the whole thing about Yiddishkeit. If you stop to think, before mitzvah, people say, Hinim, Mukum, Zum, Kayim, Mitzvahs, whatever it may be. Why are they saying that? Because they want to stop to think. Farmagay Davin, to stop. That people say, I'm here for a reason. If we're Zoyche to chab these few Nakudas of realizing, number one, that we have to make it that we are Chaitim. Number two, to take a small nukudah, something which is simple, which we can do, which we can achieve. Ask someone to help us out. Be koveya a zman for limud and sifri amusa. Realize that when we do mitzvahs, we have to prepare them. Just like the food we take in, it's the same thing. So we have to do that. And when we say oshamnu, let's stop to think what we're saying. Achei shekotonu fanecha. Yeah, there's so many Baruch Hashem books today in English you can read. But after that, it's a language message, and think about what you're saying. And when you say that I did this avera, but in essence what we're saying is, I did it, but I now want to be a bria chadasha. I don't want to be a goyzel. I don't want to be a dibaunu. Dibaunu doifu. We spoke in the past. With that, I'm trying to say, I don't want to do this anymore. Hashem, help me. I need your help. I need siyata d'shmaya. But if I don't ask for siyata d'shmaya, I don't know anything. And I heard yesterday, my wife told me, that she heard a shir recently, just finished with that. Pislumi Pesach shal machat, right? Me'etachem Pesach yodom ha'shalom. Why was a machat chosen? Because a machat, when you put your finger, it pricks, it hurts you. The word says, do one thing which you mark of yourself a little bit. Just give of yourself something. You know, it can be a little bit painful. A tiny pinprick is nothing. People do a lot worse than themselves, unfortunately. If you're a pinprick, no one, it stings for a second. The word says, I'm asking, do one small hakrava. Show me you're prepared to give up one small thing in your life. And it may be a little painful. You do that, the rest is up. We should be zoichatak, to be chayzer b'tshuva, go back, start again, and everybody should zoichatak b'ezah Hashem b'din.
Amen.